thought for today. Now, this is a long title, so please pay attention. It's a long title, thought for today, so please pay attention. It is very fascinating. Attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not the outer appearance. I like all those words. 11 words. Attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not the outer appearance. Once again, attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not the outer appearance. How many times has a mother come down to prepare breakfast and she has her hair in curlers, or better yet, she has her hair in frizzles, and it's just standing all over her head from having been sleeping in her hair. You know, we all sleep in our hair. And mother comes down to the table and she puts the breakfast on the table. And the children say, "Mom, I'd like some cereal. Mom, I'd like an egg. Mom, I'd like this." And so she's cooperating to the best that she can to make everything good for the children. And then the little boy, he gets an egg done just the way he likes it. He says, "Mom, you are the greatest mom in the whole world." And she looks benignly, smiling at him, and said, "Ah, thank you. I needed that." He said, "Why do you need that?" She says, "Oh, I didn't have time to get up this morning and brush my hair and clean up before I came down to fix breakfast. I just had a chance to wash my hands and splash some water on my face. But Mom, you always look beautiful." "Well, thank you, son. Thank you." And Mom had the wisdom not to protest, not to fight. Because in the eyes of her son, in the eyes of her children, she always looks beautiful. She always looks attractive. Because it's that inward attractiveness. The outward appearance is nothing at all. I was working with a lady in Switzerland, in Germany actually, and she attended our seminars. And she attended them for 3 or 4 different seminars in one period of time that we had. And all the time she'd come to the seminar and she'd have a handkerchief she'd hold in front of her face. And she'd drink water and she'd hold the handkerchief in front of her face. One day I talked to her privately and I said, "Why are you always holding the handkerchief in front of your face?" She said, "Well, you've seen my face, haven't you?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Your face was eaten away with cancer and the reconstruction wasn't as complete as you wanted. So therefore, there's a little gauntness on one side of your face, a little lopsidedness." She says, "Well, I don't want people to see that." And I said, "People look at you as a person, and you are a very charming person. You are a very lovely person. You are a very thoughtful, caring person. But you bring attention to your disfigurement. You put the handkerchief up there and people say, 'I wonder why she's, oh, she's the lady who had the problem.' Whereas if you wouldn't put the handkerchief there, people would never wonder why you're putting the handkerchief there." And so she tried it, not putting the handkerchief there. It was quite a chore because it was a habit she'd built up since her operations. And so, but she did succeed. And after she succeeded, she was doing everything just like the rest of us. She was eating like the rest of us, talking like the rest of us, gesticulating and being part of the group. And her personality just shone out like a bright, lovely star. And no one ever thought of mentioning or looking at her disfigurement. We looked right into her beautiful eyes. We looked right into her expressive face. With her disfigurement, she was able to express herself even more dramatically. And we just fell in love with her. Well, she wanted to invite me to go to the opera in Munich. And so we went to the opera in Munich. She brought her husband along too. And she brought some other friends along. And she was dressed to the nines in this lovely ball gown filled with sequins, just sparkling like a bunch of diamonds were just dusted all over her. And her hair was done up so attractively. And her face was uncovered. And the disfigurement was right there for everyone to see. And we went from group to group to group as she introduced me to people she knew, and people came up who didn't know us because she was so radiant, and they had to say, you are glorious. And you see, her appearance was not that which was the outer, which she was so fearful of, the disfigurement. The appearance was the radiant self that dwelt within her. And everyone looked at that self and saw that self, and that was what she saw. But when she had the handkerchief up there, she was reminding herself of the disfigurement. Now, years later, she went in for further plastic surgery, and they bounced her face up and made her look quite normal and quite charming. And she never forgot what we had talked about, because even though her face looked normal, she still was her inner radiant self, the self that everyone saw regardless of the disfigurement. Plastic surgeons oftentimes tell the story of people who come in for plastic surgery, and they have disfigurements on their face, their nose, or firecracker, or some silly thing, and they have an operation, and the surgeon makes them look like, you know, some glorious woman, some fabulous movie star. And they see the picture of themselves in the mirror after the surgeon is finished and all of the healings have taken place so that the skin is back to normal. And they say, but I don't feel any better. I still feel I'm not a worthy person. I still feel that I can't do this and can't do that. And the surgeon can only say, now is the time for the psychologist. Now is the time for the psychiatrist. Now is the time to work on you inside. I worked on the outside, but now is the time to work on the inside. They should have sent them to me, because I work on the inside first and let the outside take care of itself. Attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not an outer appearance. Attractiveness is knowing who and what we are and living from that center. Attractiveness is liking ourselves first. When we like ourselves first, what do? We think the whole world is wonderful. Some people are paranoid. They think other people are looking at them. Other people are talking about them. Other people are saying bad things about them or good things about them. And they're very paranoid. And this paranoia comes from a lack of self-confidence. And the only way we can build self-confidence in ourselves is not to concentrate on the problem, but to concentrate on the solution. And the solution here is knowing that, hey, I feel good. Hey, wasn't that a good story? Hey, isn't it wonderful? Isn't life grand? Isn't this fantastic what we're doing? I like me. I just have fun being with me. But what about your face? What about the disfigurement of your face? What about your hand that's just not all there, you know, and you reach out to shake somebody's hand and all he gets a little club thing because you were born disfigured? What about that? What about that? And what do they say? I've gotten over that a long time ago. I like me, and if people want to shake hands with me, they'll shake hands with me and say, hey, you got a little club of a hand there. Yes, I do, don't I? You know, just the way I came into the world. And so it is. And what goes on? If you like yourself, if you delight in yourself, if you think you're a wonderful person, what do? You live it from the inside out. You're never concerned with what other people say, because you're only concerned that you are a beautiful person. You're only concerned that you like yourself. You're only concerned that you're happy. And if you're happy, I assure you, I won't say I guarantee you, but I do that too. Mm-hmm. I assure you, everybody else is going to like you too. Because when you like yourself, you're not putting on a show. You genuinely like yourself. You're not trying to put on an outer appearance to make people think that you like yourself. You just like yourself from the very core of your being. And you say, nobody wants to go to the show? Bye, see you guys later. I'm going. Nobody wants to go skiing today? Fine, I'm going. Nobody wants to go play chess? Okay, I'll play against myself. I'll get on this side and get on this side and get on this side. It'd be an interesting game. Hey, I like myself. I have fun being me. I don't need anything else in the world. But if it's there, I enjoy it. You see, attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not the outer appearance. Attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not the outer appearance. Attractiveness is a positive, caring attitude and not the outer appearance. Thus, our thought for today. I love you.